is Daf Ayin Gimel. We got a few lines down. We just had finished a whole discussion, Ibarilu, about whether or not the husband or father have to actually hear the nether in order for them to be made for the nether. And we had concluded that they have to hear, but you can make some type of tanai in the hafara. You can make a hafara now, that in condition that when they eventually hear the nether, the hafara will take effect then. So Gemara now on the top of Ayin Gimel and Aleph, three lines down, says, Bai Rami Bar Chama. Cherish, person who can't, deaf person who can't hear, mahu sheyifer leisho. Can a cherish, who of course can't hear, it's not even a possibility to hear, can he be made for the nedarim? Pasha says he shouldn't be able to because we require shmia. Simtim salomar baal mefer below shmia. If you assume before, even though we seem to conclude before, if you assume before that a baal may be mefer even though he doesn't hear, Mishum davar debar mishmahu. He is able in general. He has, in theory, he could hear aval cheresh delabar mishmahu. But if a cheresh person who, of course, can't hear, so he's not in the world of shmia, maybe he shouldn't be able to do a hafara. And it's based on a famous line we find in the Gemara many times, Rabbi Zera. That Rabbi Zera kol haroy lebila ein bila ma'keves bo v'chol shein roy lebila bila ma'keves bo. So anything is referring to the dinam of menachos, that when it comes to pouring oil over the flour. So the halacha is you're supposed to mix it together, you're supposed to absorb together into a nice smooth mixture. But you don't have to actually mix them, as long as they're able to mix, as long as it's roy lebila, it has the potentials there, even though it's not actually mixed now. But that's only if there's a potential. But if somehow there's a situation where the oil and flour can't mix together, I don't know, the consistency of one of them is not able to be mixed, then since it's not potentially able to be done, so then even that now also, even though it's currently not mix, it's not good. So here too also, only because a baal in theory could hear, do we allow him to be mefer even if he doesn't actually hear, but a cheresh who can never hear, so maybe he shouldn't be able to do hafara.
It's not a heck issue.
It's a klal in general. Just in general. In general, we find that you don't always need to accomplish things as long as you're able to, even though it's not actually done. But only if it's able.
So he's not coming to support the cheresh, he's coming to say that the cheresh cannot do it.
Exactly, right. But no, it's supporting, meaning when we say kal roi, is only that the kal is only when it's roi to be done. But here it's not roi, exactly. So it's a roi that a cheresh shouldn't be able to do it. Dilma vishama isha lo ma'akev. Or maybe the pasuk, it talks about when he hears his wife, the pasuk says, that's when he does hafara. That's lav dafka. It's just describing a hove, a typical case, but not necessarily that's ma'akev. That's the tut stadim of the Gemara. Let's see, looking at the Ran here. So you look at the Ran says, just I guess a point that maybe it would have been obvious, but I guess I didn't think of it myself. You see the Ran four medium-wide lines down. He says, Bai Rami Barchama Cheresh Mahu Sheif Alisho. He says we're referring to a Cheresh Hamadab Bevinu Shemeir. The two types of Cheresh, not really one type, but some Cheresh is someone who can't hear. Some Cheresh people can't speak. Since they're not trained, they can't hear. They don't know how to speak properly. Or the one that was able to be, was trained to speak and then became deaf later on. So we're talking about one who's Medaber, because otherwise he can't be made for the Medaber if he can't speak. So that was,
I think in the Torah, whenever it says Cheresh, it's Sheino Shemeya Bin Medaber, we learn, right?
It's the Gemara Chagiga says this, yeah.
Stam.
I'm not sure in the Torah necessarily, but at least in the Mishnayos. So Stam.
Mishnayos,
yeah, Stam Cheresh is Eino Medaber, Eino Shemeya. But this we're talking about in Medaber Veino Shemeach. So we see from the Ran now, it's, this is another question we haven't dealt with yet. Can a person do a Hafara if he can't speak? That's not anything we address. So we spoke about yesterday, we did, he can appoint an apotropos. Where he's not actually speaking, the apotropos is going to be doing the Hafara. But let's say he can't speak. That's another question. I don't know if the Gemara is going to ask us, I don't remember.
But Hafara.
Right. Right. Could you see the word?
Hafara Shmiya, you can say that it has to be because it's a specific in the Pasuk Shema.
But Hefer also, it says in the Pasuk.
Yeah, but Hefer you could say.
Has Hefer, uh-huh.
Could be in a written form.
Uh-huh. Rejected, like a little stamp rejection, right. Uh-huh. Okay, so it's something interesting to think about. Now the Ran continues and says in that same mishmahu, a baal in general is able to hear, so even though he doesn't necessarily hear, he might have, again, if we assume that way, he's able to be mefer even though he doesn't actually hear. Since he's able to hear, lo makev beishmir. The fact that he doesn't hear is not going to prevent him from being mefer. A baal, not a cheresh. We're talking about conscious to a baal.
Yesterday, that the maskana of the Gemara was that the Baal has to hear.
Yeah, that's what
and
I thought.
And the Afara only happens, like he can be Mone Shliach, and then the Shliach can be Mefer, but it only takes effect once the Baal does it, and we said that what's the Baal here? So we say why? Because he might be too busy, but he has to hear.
Correct. So that's why it's a funny question, because I think we assume that way, we concluded that way. And usually Imtim Salomar is the Klal and the Rambam is, he always passes like an Imtim Salomar. So this becomes strange here. Now we ended, remember we had, I think the Ranta, there are two opinions at the end of the day though. So remember the Rajba passing actually, that we assume he doesn't have to hear. Because remember the Rajba had a whole, was it yesterday?
The whole answer of the Gemara, no. Savar Dilma Matridna.
Oh, that's a different piece. Oh, that's a previous day,
It's very right. Clear that maybe he was too busy to be right. To be made for, but he heard, but he was not heard.
Okay. See, the Gemara, maybe the answer the Gemara gave yesterday were not conclusive, or the Gemara is entertaining the possibility, even though we don't pass it that way, they're still entertaining that possibility. Let's hold off on the Ran, because I see the Ran's going to the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara didn't get there just yet. So let's read the Gemara. You see the Gemara, Tashma? The Gemara says, Tashma. I'm a Rava Tashma. Read the start a new piece, but I'm sure Adam will get right back in it. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava, seven lines up. I'm a Rava Tashma, Vishama Isha. He quotes a Bryce that says, Shama Isha, or Shama Ish Shela. The husband hears, Pra Leishas Cheresh Shmamina. To the exclusion of the wife of a cherish, the husband of a cherish, who cannot hear, of course, then he's not able to do afar. So there's a clear bryce to answer the question, you need to have a shmiah, which is consistent with the previous discussion yesterday also, that we concluded that you need a shmiah. So a husband has to hear, and certainly a cherish, who's not even able to be able to hear. So go back to that Ran now. You see the Ran, we are in the middle of Dibur Maschil Mishum. It's six lines down. The middle of the line is umaskinan. I have a period there. Umaskinan. Six lines down, medium wide lines down, rather, umaskinan. First word of the line is derai. So in the middle of that line, the Ran says umaskinan, we conclude the becherish makif beishmir, that a cherish has to hear, and if he doesn't hear, in the Ran,
yeah, where?
Six medium wide lines down.
Medium wide.
Not very wide, not narrow, but medium wide.
Umaskinan, yeah. Right after
medium. Yeah, exactly, where we left off. Yeah. And we conclude the becherish ma'akev be'ishmir, that a cherish it's ma'akev if he doesn't have a hishmir. Midatanya v'shama isha prale ishis cherish, and that's the brayso of the Gemara brought, that he has to dafka here to the exclusion of a cherish who can't hear. Because the Ramban zal, Ramban writes, the dafka cherish only a cherish mishum de la barshmehu, only a cherish who can't hear. About inish de alma de barshmir, but a person in general who is able to hear lo ma'akev be'ishmir, the shmir doesn't. Doesn't makiv. Now Gemara is going to ask, Ron's going to ask her question. What do we mean yesterday? Didn't he deleka lemifshet ba'ayin deleil? So why can't we answer the question above yesterday's sugya? Midatanya v'shama isha pral eishes cherish. Dinema midinaket cherish. Ma'ashva dehecha dehaviz bar shmiya lo makiv be'shmiya. I mean, the Gemara says v'shama isha. It could have said to exclude a person who didn't hear. But the Gemara took the most extreme case, a person who's not able to hear, cherish. That implies someone who's able to hear, who doesn't hear that particular nether, is able to be mefer. So that could have been a great raya for yesterday's sugar. Why didn't we bring this as a raya yesterday? The lesson, you can't bring that as a raya. Mishum de'ika l'tchuyi, you could reject that raya. Dilma mishum orcha de'mel sonakin, cherish, v'adim ba'alma da'ama. They chose a typical case. More likely who is a person who won't hear? A cherish is a person who won't hear. Unlikely you'll find the husband who doesn't hear the nether of his wife, so they felt that a more relevant case would be a cherish. And that's why they chose that case, but not to exclude a situation where a husband just didn't hear that nether. D'ilau te'mahachi, if you don't say this, le'el amai lo pashu lahai b'ai mach b'raisa, because then the Gemara would have brought this b'raisa above, and the fact that it didn't must be that what we're saying is correct here in the Ran. It must be because we rejected it the way we just rejected in the Ran. Mew. Still, nevertheless, Afil Hachi still came into Kama Rami Bar Chama Imtim Salomar. Since Rami Bar Chama is working within the Imtim Salomar, and his Imtim Salomar was that the Baal is made for Bloshmir. He says, if you're going to entertain the possibility that a husband's able to be Mayfair, even though he didn't necessarily hear that nether, and we juxtapose this to a statement of Rabbi Zera of Roy Labila, the Amar Kol Roy Labila in Bila Ma'akevesbo, Mashu Dachikaimlan, because we hold to that concept of Rabbi Zera, Kol Roy Labila. So it sounds like from all this that number one is Imtim Salomar, which he's just not explaining this, but I said to you before that the Rambam always paskins like Imtim Salomars. So it sounds like Imtim Salomar, we paskin that a Baal who doesn't hear may be Mefer. And number two is the Rai we're bringing from Rabbi Zera, who we hold up also, called Roy the Beaza, who we paskin. It sounds like we paskin that a husband who doesn't hear the Nether Taka can be Mefer the Nadar.
Therefore, Cheresh can be Mefer too?
No, the Cheresh not, because that's explicit Raisa. The gray areas in between a husband who is able to hear but does not hear. That's the middle case. And moreover, another Rai, he says, the Pashtayu, the Masisin, the Pashas of the Mishnah, Vahanach Masisin, the Leon, the Bryces earlier, Vahachirata, that's the Pashas we read earlier. We had to add these Okimtas in Yeshay Sugya to reject a lot of the Rai's we brought. But Pashas is reading through the Bryces, the simple understanding was that you don't have to actually hear. Even though we gave these answers, we don't really have to summon on the answer. They're just trying to say there's not a proof, there's another way to read it. But it doesn't mean that you have to read it that way. It was just a way to say it wasn't a vade proof. That's the Rambam that we actually paskin. A husband who does not hear the nether is able to make for the nadam. So a number of interesting rayas the Rambam brings.
So we don't hold like the end of Gemara yesterday.
Exactly. The end of the Gemara was just working within all the Zokimtas that. The Gemara was attempting to just say that it's not a raya. It's not a raya the other way, but it's not a raya that it's necessarily true that he doesn't have to hear.
So the halacha is that the shliach can actually do the whole thing.
Exactly. Bring it back full circle now.
Yeah.
Apachabas can do everything.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Anything on the side who rejects this, who takes a different approach? Nothing in the rush here, I don't think.
The Brachos was written by Tanaim as well?
Yeah.
Same time?
The range. I'm not sure if it was particular. The Brachos were things that were Brachos were Tanaim's texts that were written in the same time as Shanaos overall. They just weren't necessarily part of the final
editing.
Right. Okay. Marna asks a different question, six lines up. Ibailu. Baal mahu sheyefer lishtei nasha v'basachas. A person, a husband, has two wives. Can he be mefer both his wives at this very same time? Yeah, they both happen to take a nether. Seemingly, they're two different nadarim, and he's mefer. I don't know exactly what the statement would be. Let's see the Rashi. There's no ra'an here about what the text would be. But somehow he's mefer. I'm being mefer both my wives. So what's the suffix?
Here it says Ishan asu lishtei nashim u'shteim nadru nedarim.
I hear it says Mufar Lachen. He says Mufarhen. You're both Mufar. The Ran says that? Okay. Right. Lachen is Lashon of Lachen, right? The female, you, Lachem is men, female is Lachen. Right? So she says Mefer Lachen. Both of you girls, both of you ladies, are Mufar.
I think you know Hebrew better than me.
I don't know about that. But we do learn grammar. That's. Okay. The Gemara says...
The question
okay.
is if he hears it at the same time. That should be a bigger question than if he says it at the same time.
If he hears it at the same time, why?
Because I think that the whole issue is the Vishama Isha.
Should we call it Lom Shama?
Right.
Can you hear two things on the thing?
Right. That's the question. But why is the question about Shmiya?
I think Shmiya is really what sets the situation for afar.
Nope, but if he hears...
Well, we just said not. I'm just
saying, you know, right, it has to be at the same time, too.
No, so the question is, he doesn't have to be bouncing. Let's say he did, because the Gemara is asking, let's say he did Afar at the same time.
But
that's what we're going to see.
At the Shmir, we don't need...
Meaning Shmir, probably heard she said half an hour before and half an hour after.
No, I understand. So he could
together,
also be
together. Listen. Right. I didn't even feel like...
Okay, so says the Gemara, so what's the suffix, whether he's able to do this or not? So Gemara quotes from the pasuk in again Parshas Matos. That's the pasuk about Nedarim, the pasuk about Nedarim. O Sadafka, the pasuk says, I read on the side here. Vim bayom shema isha, if his wife, her husband, hears the nether, yani osa, he could be he could cancel out the nether vehefer es nedra, and again cancel the nether. But it says yani osa, her. So it says in the singular. So the Gemara explains what's the suffix. Oh, sa dafka? Her alone? Oh, lav dafka? It doesn't mean oh, sa dafka. It means they're his wives. Wife or wives, whatever it is. But it's not lav dafka one at the same time. It's a question of whether there's such a xeris or kasuf. So the Gemara says, "I'm a Ravina Tashma. I bring your raya. Ain mashkin sheisot das kachas mepesha liba gas." So this is the Gemara mission appears in Masecha Sota. It appears in Daf Ches and Aleph, a very important sugya. It talks about Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. You can't combine mitzvos together. This is one of the sources one of the two main Gemaras on it. So a person is not able to. It's also actually Paraduma is another case the Gemara brings there. You're not able to mashki. You can't give two women sotas at one time. The reason being because Libo Gaspa, because the friend's going to be. What's a good way to say that? She's going to be encouraged to refuse to deny anything. She'll be too embarrassed to say I was Mizana because she's her friend.
One of them might be Tahor, one is Meya, and then when the one that is Tamis sees her friend say Tahorani, she's going to be, you know, Mevayesh, and she's not going to be molded that she did it.
No, exactly right. She's gonna be gaspa. She's gonna have this level of gaiva and pride, so she won't. So that's it. So for there's a good reason. The Rabbi Yehuda says for a smara, we don't have them drink together. But it comes along. That's like a rather Tanakama. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo min hashem huzeh. That's not the reason why. Not because of we're concerned of libo gaspa. Ela mishum shenemar v'hishka osa levada. The pasuk in Nasa says that she drinks alone. Nobody else. Exeris kasa. No smaras here. So this is, and based on that, they want to conclude. The Gemara wants to conclude, just like it says, Osa is dafka by sota. So to Osa by nedarim is dafka only her by herself and not anyone with her.
But what's the problem that you don't do it both?
It's gzeir shekasef. It's a pasuk says no reasons.
The inyan is because one is in front of the other one, or the inyan is because they put Hashem's name and like they would do two drinks separate.
It's definitely two separate drinks. It has to be separate drinks. But can they drink in front of each other?
Even according to the one who says you can, you would still have to do two separate drinks.
Because of libo gaspa, according to Tanakh.
Libo gaspa is just one or two drinks wouldn't make a difference.
The second opinion says both agree you cannot drink. They cannot drink in front of each other.
Right.
The first opinion thinks it's a svara because libo gaspa. They're gonna one of them's going to be have her pride and not going to admit.
So
the second opinion says that no, it's exerts a cause of. It says osa. Only one person could be in the base mikdash at the same time. No one else could be there. So we're saying based on the passing of Rabbi Yehuda. That we pass on Rabbi Yehuda in this case by Sota, so too then by the case of Nedarim, Osa's Dafka means only her by herself, nobody with her. We'll read through this around here, but also by, I think the Gemara brings as well, Paradum as well, by Egla Rufa rather. Egla Rufa, they talk about a situation, maybe a Paradum as well. Can you go bring a Paraduma, an Egla Rufa, let's say it's a young cow that we use, and the cow's not willing to go to the next place and to walk along with you, can you bring the mother or another one to make the paraduma egla rufa feel comfortable to go to the next stage we have to bring the cow to? And the Beis Hamsuk in the Gemara says dafka osa and no one with it. I think egla rufa paraduma. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that osa, the base on the pasuk.
One.
And so therefore the word osa is meant to be literally, so too by nedarim.
One at a time.
Right. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ran says, "Lo min hashem huzeh." Let's do that last Ran, the big Ran there. It's not for that reason, says Rabbi Yehuda. It's not because we're concerned one of them is going to have her pride and not admit. It's rather because it says, "Osa," says the Ran, "Lo min be tam ze amu de mashin sheisotus kachas el mishum shenemar v'hishkim b'mapikay with the ekshe dehave la kila kasav v'hishke osa dashin osa levada." So the pasuk actually doesn't say osa; it says v'hishka. Vishka is really broken down into two words. It's really Vishka Osa. The extra hey, the mapake at the end implies Osa. So that's the drasha. Ulinin halacha. Ikaman that madiravina midirabanan muchach lo lebain lo lebain de lo mashvelahu Osa dafka tayav time mabibnesh libo gaspacheret. Hogach naktin and the baalmefer lishen ashim kacha. Some conclude that you can't take it osa. Some conclude, like the Tanakhama of Sota, that based on the Svara of Mipnesha Liba Gaspa Cheverta, and that's the reason why, and you can't apply that Svara to Nadarm. V'halchi Isa B'tosefta to Mechilton, B'perish Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Hafaras Nadarm Meis Leis. You're able to do Hafaras Nadarm within the 24-hour time period. Kate said, how does that work? Hayu Alisho Chamisha Nadarm, a woman, a wife, has five Nadarm. Or he has five wives, each of them has one nether. The Nidu Kulam, they all take a nether. Vamr Mufalachan Mufarin, and he says, the Bryce says, Tosefta says, he's made for all of them, sounds like in one shot. mufar lacha ain mufar elala. But if you said mufar lacha, and they're all mufar. If you said mufar lacha in the singular, only one of them is mufar. But it's clear that if you say mufar lacha, and it works. So we conclude against what the Gemara seems to imply. We pass like the Tanakhama of Sota, that the reason why we don't have them drink together, it's not because of Osa, rather it's because of Libo Gaspa. Vein came to ask Ramban, the Ramban doesn't agree to this psak. Mishum de beper kam de Sota, dafches arminan demand the Tanakhama. Who's the Tanakhama? Who throws the svar out there? Rabbi Shimon, he the Darish time at the Kra. All over Shas, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who always gives the reason. He's able to build in the, he gives the reason of a pasuk and use that reason to learn halachas from. Uma tam kamar, he's saying, what's the reason of the pasuk? Meaning they both agree, Osa, the pasuk is a dafka Osa. He's just saying, what's the svar behind it? Ma tam Osa levada mipnei shelibo gaspa cheret. So even the Tanakhama, who's Rabbi Shimon, also agrees it's based on the pasuk Osa. No one argues on that point. And based on this, Alma l'chuli alma darshin osa levada, says the Ramban. They both agree that we're darshin the pasuk osa. Ubeperek teref b'kalpi, one of the prakim in Yuma, nami armina dosa dafka, also says the same thing. The armina hasam, it says there, ain shochtin shtei paros g'achas mishum shenemar osa v'lo osa. This pasuk is this the Bamidbar Yotes, that's in Korach. This is by... not shechting two cows. It's in Pinchas. Must be Yom Kippur. Okay, fine. So Yom Kippur and Yuma. You can't shech two cows together in Yom Kippur. The power of Sha'aron. Ve'ad ve'eschaverto. Ve'chemin de'begam minon de'begamer naktinon de'osa dafka ve'lichpasan b'may de'tani de'posefta de'dilma m'shabeshesi. So now that we have an explicit Gemara in Yuma that says Osa is dafka, that you can only shecht one cow in Yom Kippur, you can't have two of them next to each other. So even though our Brisa Tosefta earlier, that the Ryan quoted the Tosefta explicitly says Mufar Lachen works, may the Tosefta is a Mishabash. It's a mistaken. We don't hold like that Tosefta. We always take a Gemara over a Tosefta, because Tosefta was not part of the Masorah. V'lo misnig be Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Osha, and it wasn't part, it wasn't codified. The Chenir Lideran says, I agree to the Ramban. The Vade Pashi de Osa Dafka, that the Osa is Dafka, the Sugin Hachi, midamrina beperek basi de Mechilton. Although the Messiah goes on to bring a raya here. So end up saying that a person cannot go jump two lines up from the bottom. Now, veneerly, it appears to me, the halacha, the bottom line is, just like you can be made for two women at the same time, he concludes, because osa, so too you cannot be mekayim two women at the same time. Tehai Basugi goes on to bring a raya about this idea. But that's the conclusion of the Gemara, that the pasuk of the Gemara here is that we paskin osa dafka. And that you could only mashke one sota at a time because the pasuk says v'hishka, hishka, which implies dafka, osa. So to by nedarim, osa would be dafka only one woman at a time. He goes on to explain that. So the Ramban, we saw that there might be other opinions who think that not true. We conclude differently, but the Ramban Ran conclude like the pashas the Gemara that again osa dafka. You cannot do the mabas achas. Okay, going on to Amud Beis now. There's the Gemara on the top. The Mishnah says, "Ein gimel mabez masnisin bogeres shashasa yud beitz chodesh." A bogeres, a woman who matured over the age of 12 and a half. So she waits 12 months. V'almana shloshim yom, and almana, a widow, waits 30 days. In what context are we talking about here?
This is the time that they can eat truma, no? Or something.
Yeah, similar to the truma. Is that what we're bringing here? We saw this earlier.
Without the father.
Even though they're not married yet.
Yeah,
that time expires, where then they have a chiyah mizonos,
right, once
even if they're not married yet, then they're able to do a farsa darm.
Right.
Okay. So again, it's a review. The Mishnah Ksubas tells us that a woman who's a bogeris, so she's over the age of 12 and a half, so she gets engaged, erisin takes place, kedushin takes place, and then we get the 12-month clock begins. 12 months comes and the husband has a responsibility to marry her and support her. If for whatever reason he can't get his act together and can't marry her, he still has to support her at 12 months. And once he has to support her, he also has the zechus in being made for the nedarim all by himself, even though they're not actually married yet. And when it comes to almana, a widow, she only has 30 days to all get ready for the wedding, and 30 days come and he doesn't get married, he's obligated in providing mizonos, but he also gets the zechus of being made for the nedarim exclusively. So the Gemara explains, and the Mishnah again says, Boger Shisha, so you're based Chavdesh Boger, so waits 12 months. Va'aman Shloshim Yom, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hol, Vabai Lachai, Bimizinoseha, Yefer. So since the husband at that point is obligated to pay him the Zonos, he in turn gets the special Zachos of being made from the Dharm according to Rabbi Eliezer. Bechacham Omer, the Chacham argued, say, Ain Habal Mefer Achi Tikhonis Shloshim, not true. The husband has no right to be made for the Dharm until he actually marries her.
But I think because I was looking, I remember that Bulgaria is only Shloshim Yom, it was only Nara that has 12. So here it says that you have to read it differently.
But what's the... But Bulgaria, I thought, is outside the Rishut of the Av, so why needs...
No, we're talking about eating. Eating, I think Bulgaria, this Nara that needed 12 months to prepare.
So yeah, we did say that, yeah. I remember that.
So here it says that you have to read it, Bulgaria,
Or Nara who waited.
Right.
Bulgaris Stam
is 30 days.
It's just interesting because it says Bulgaris and then Shasa Yud V'Chodesh and then Almana Shloshim Yom.
Right.
Okay, so Bulgaris Almana of a Nara even. A Nara who's an Almana would also be 30 days.
Because
it's Bulgaris and it has to be 30 days even without being an Almana.
Right, Bulgaris and right.
Okay, fine.
That's not like the round and Tosso seem to have Bulgarish Shasa. How Bulgarish? Oh, maybe it's a Bulgaris that had waited the 12 months. Now she's a Bulgaris? Is that what he's saying?
But the thing is, once you become a Bulgaris, it goes away at the 12 months.
The round and the Tosso were saying Ha Bulgarish Shasa Yud Yisrael. What do they mean? That she was originally a Nara and then she was waiting now?
Look at the Ran. The Ran continues to say, Ha Tarita Le'el B'Gemara Bulgaris V'Shashasa Yud Beis Chodesh. He already addresses that gears that Ricky's referring to. Yud Beis Chodesh.
It's strange because the old school doesn't make sense here. Bulgaris Mu'asa Shishata Shloshim Yom.
You know, that's the gears we're changing.
That's
exactly the point.
You're saying Bulgaris 30
days. That's what
you're supposed to read.
Right, that was a bad discussion. I remember that now. Okay. So, Machlokas, at the point, whatever the point is, where the husband's responsible to pay the mizonos, does he also get the right to be made from the Dharam? Rabbi Eliezer says he does have that right, and Chacham says he does not have that right.
That's what we learned yesterday, no?
Yeah, a few days ago we learned that, yeah.
This is on new Nadarim, but I wonder about Nadarim that already exists. Is there a problem in a Baal Mefer B'Kodmim? You know, according to...
Does he have a din of Nisun at that point, according to Rabbi Eliezer?
Mm-hmm. You're asking if, let's say, Nara Murasa, after 12 months, if she's considered like a Bulgarian and he cannot be Mefer B'Kodmim? Is that the question?
Yeah, because the Mishnah is talking about when he gets the Koach to now be Mefer.
So then he could be considered Bulgarian and could be Toivim, right?
I'm just looking in the back here. Okay, I'm not seeing anything here. Okay.
I would say it's a problem because the lashon around the Gemara is sit. He said it's chashuv luck in a suah. We view her as an suah to him.
And therefore, it would be a limitation. He wouldn't be able to do it. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, "Amar Rabba." Rabba says, "Rabbi Eliezer, u'mishnah rishona, amru davar echad." Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah, who says after the point of Chiyumizonos, he has the ability to be made for him. He's in line with the Mishnah Rishona, if you remember from the Mishnah Ksubas, right? This Mishnah Ksubas Daf Nun Zayin. Also, they're in the saying the same thing, meaning what? The Tanah, the Mishnah tells us, Nosin the Basula Yud Beis Chodesh Lefarnes Atzma. The halacha is that we would give the Basula 12 months to farnes herself, to get ready, to prepare. Hegi Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months come, and he doesn't marry her. Ocheles Mishalo, she's able to eat from his food. If he's a Kohen, she could even eat Truma. But a Yavam, who gets the point of not performing Yibam just yet, is not able to feed his Yavama Truma. Asa shisha chadash mifnei habal, v'shisha chadash mifnei hayavam. Let's say she was engaged for 6 months, her Aris dies, now she falls to the Yavam, the brother-in-law, for another 6 months, so it's a total of 12 months. Afilu kulam b'fnei ha'bal, even if all of them are in front of the husband, he dies in the last day, and then she falls to the Yavam. Oh, kulam b'fnei ha'yavam, or maybe she's only engaged for one day, and her husband died, and then the rest of the day is chasa yom echad, minus that first day, she actually fell to the Yavam. Eino chas b'truma zu, b'truma. She does not eat truma. We'll read through the Ran to explain all this. Zu misha rishona. That's all according to Mishnah Rishona. But what comes out is, in the Yavam case, we don't allow him to feed any truma. But by regular Aris, once 12 months expires, she's able to eat truma. So we see that's very much in line with our Mishnah here as well. And the Gemara says, Zu Mishnah Rishona, that's only Mishnah Rishona, the Mishnah continues. But based in Shachrei, and the later based in came along, and Amru, they said, they made a Takana. Not true. A woman, even though Midiraisa, a woman is actually allowed to eat truma, even by in general, an Aris Arusa may eat truma. They made a gzera that you cannot eat truma until she actually enters into the chuppah. So we see from all this, though, it sounds like they're saying one and the same thing. Now the Gemara is going to, I believe, ask the obvious question. The Mishnah Rishona is referring to only eating mizonos. It doesn't make any mention of nedarim at all. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, is referring to nedarim. I mean, even Chachamim agree to the Mishnah Rishona, that once the 12 months comes, everyone agrees you have to give the mizonos. The debate of our Mishnah has to do with nedarim. The Mishnah Rishona in Ksubas has nothing to do with nedarim.
It seems from here that it's only truma that they can, because I think the reason that you might not be careful and feed your family.
Correct.
Right?
But that's Mishnah Rishona, that's even a side point, the truma point. But in general, by the eating, the mizonos in general, that both Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achron agree that you're able to feed the mizonos.
Yes, exactly. Right. So according to the Mishnah Rishona, our main issue is that Mishnah Rishona agrees that after 12 months, the Baal, the future Baal, has mm-hmm. a chiyuv to be feed her mizonos.
Feed her mizonos, exactly.
The only part at the end, what it does is say that the truma knows, but
right.
It doesn't go on the main issue that
right.
the
Baal. Unless that's the raya, maybe that raya Mishnah Rishona says, since we allow even the truma to be eaten for the Mishnah Rishona after 12 months, which is din deraisa, so too maybe we allow hafaras nedarim as well. Maybe that's the jump. That just like Mishnah Rishona permits eating of truma after 12 months, which is din deraisa, so too hafaras nedarim we allow. But there's still a difference. We'll see if the Gemara is going to reject it, I think. But let's just see the Ran for a second. Right. Okay, let's take it. See, I'm not sure we have to actually read all this, all these Rans, actually. Yeah, I don't know if we have to read all this. But the basic svar is, again, that just like Mishnah Rishona permits one to eat truma even before they actually get married, so too, just like our Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer permits the husband, the Aris, to be made from the Dharm before they even get married. The Gemara says, not such a raya. Amar Leia Abaye. Abaye says back to Rabbah. Dilma Lohi. Maybe this is not true. Maybe you cannot compare these two cases. Maybe when the Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Ayos and Ksubas permits one to eat the Chuma, maybe it's only referring to Chuma Medirabanan. Chuma Medirabanan is what? Chuma Medirabanan could be something like Yerek. It could be Peros, according to some Rishonim.
Not according to Ramam.
Right, not according to Ramam, exactly. So that could be an example. It could be also something that was Atznakov, a plant that was above ground, but had no holes. These are different types of Chuma Medirabanan. So maybe that's the only thing that we permit the Baal to give her, Chuma Medirabanan.
That's according to the Mishnah Rishon.
Right, that's the way the Gemara is perhaps rejecting it.
The Ran looks like he has a whole
different. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Mefarish says like that.
Let's see the Mefarish. He said Bizman Azeh, or he says Atasheinu Nakov, right, and Paris. Okay, we're good. We did pretty good with the examples according to the Mefarish. We'll get to the Ran afterwards then. But continuing this rejection of Abaye, Aval, but Nedarm Deraisa, but Nedarm, which are Dina Deraisa, the right to be made for Nedarm, is a Din Deraisa, aim alone. Maybe the Mishnah Rishona wouldn't go so far to permit Dina Deraisas. And moreover, Viadkan lo shmasle the Rabiolazia, Elagave, Nedarm, Kidra Pinchas, Mishmeh, the Ravadam are called Nodars Adas, Bailah Nodars. maybe Rabbi Eliezer only permits the arus to be made from the darim because the klal of Rabbi Pinchas who holds that when a woman takes another, her das is on the intent that her husband agrees to it. That was her whole premise of the nedarim. So that's why it's very crucial that the husband either agree or disagree to the nether. That was how built into her initial das. But the eating of the chuma has nothing to do with the initial das. Maybe he wouldn't allow any chuma, even midirabanan chuma, to be eaten after 12 months expires. So for that reason, Abai says you can't bring your raya, cannot connect these two different mishnayos. Which part? This last part? Rabbi Eliezer said that after 12 months expires and they don't get married, since he's obligated to pay mizonos, he has the rights to be made for nedarim. So that's a din deraisa. He allows for made for nedarim. So too, the Gemara initially, Rabbah wanted to say, just like he permits eating, the din deraisa of hafaras nedarim, so too he should permit eating of chuma mediraisa as well after 12 months. 12 months means they're really married, and halachas of deraisa are affected.
Says, no, it could be that with that the Mishnah is talking about midirabanan.
Well, that's the first point why we rejected why the Mishnah Rishonah wouldn't agree.
Right.
But from our perspective, maybe Rabbi Eliezer only permits hafaras nedarim because when she took her nether, her das was that her husband agrees. That was built into her initial das. So it's a special exception for nedarim. That was built into the nether. When it comes to dinei chuma, he's nothing to do. We have no idea what he thinks about chuma. Maybe it's very different. There's no das to speak of when it comes to feeding of chuma. And even chuma midirabanan maybe won't be permitted according to Rabbi Elazar after 12 months.
What does das have to do with it? I understand, especially with chuma.
No, that's the point. It has nothing to do with it at all. Therefore, you can't bring Mariah.
We say automatically 12 months come and she can eat chuma.
But that's only according to Mishnah Rishonah.
Yes, according to Mishnah Rishonah.
Rabbi Elazar, we have no idea what he holds at all about eating chuma.
Right.
So, Gemara wanted to make, they're the same because on the world of deraisas, just like kafaras nedarim is a din deraisa, so the chuma is deraisa. So just like he permits nedarim, so to he probably permits any deraisas that are affected after 12 months.
Okay.
And whereas you can't just say, make a blanket rule that all deraisas will be affected after 12 months. There's different reasons. Maybe the only reason why nedarim, hafaras nedarim is permitted after 12 months is because when the woman makes a nether, her das is that her husband's going to either agree or disagree. Her nether is tali on his das. It's a special thing in nedarim. That has no impact on feeding chuma at all. You can't bring me any rise from what he holds about hafaras nedarim all the way over to chuma.
One second. She just got erusin, right? And she's an yar.
Right.
So, let's say she did a neither a month before, or two, or 5 months before the 12 months. So I think that she already had in mind then that after 12 months, after another 5 months. Her non-husband.
I don't think we're talking about nedarim she made previously when we're in the Mishnah. I think it's talking about when does he have the koach to be made for her nedarim, new nedarim that she would make.
So this is already after the 12 months.
Right, where he has exclusive rights now. The father's out of the picture.
So we're saying that at that point already she knows that her husband can be made for her. But what? We're saying that none the come. We're saying that her mind is that her husband will accept her nedarim.
Or reject it. It's totally on what he wants.
She has him in mind.
So, which is, by the way, a very interesting point, because we thought all hafaras nedarim has all to do with how it works, midiraisa, whether he has the koach or doesn't have the koach, whether the father has. So, since when do we have das as a relevant factor?
Right.
Let's say when she's a Nara Barasa, let's say she says, I only want my husband to be made from nedarim. Is that going to work?
No.
So, it's from the Gemara, it sounds like maybe it would work. Because nothing has changed on a deraisa level. Nothing changed once 12 months expires. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Ksubas on that daf who says after 12 months deraisa they actually some level of zechim mizonos min deraisa something might, but bearing, you know, notwithstanding that Pnei Yeshua pashas, nothing has really changed. Now according to the Gemara, what has changed is her das is the only thing that changed. So let's say she gets up and says after she's engaged within the first few days, I want my husband to have exclusive rights to be made for my nedarim. Will that work? And it sounds like from the Gemara maybe it would work. I don't know. Okay, but that's the pashas of the Gemara, how we reject the Raya from Mishnah Rishonah to Rabbi Eliezer and vice versa. Let's read through this Ran. Adam said the Ran has a different approach to this. So let's read the Ran. This is around seven wide lines down from Amar Le'Abaye V'dilmolavi. Maybe this is not a good comparison. Ad kan lo ashmina and Mishnah Rishon elal meicha b'tshuman derabanan. The Mishnah Rishon in Maseches Ksubos was only referring to eating tshuman b'derabanan that we permit. Mishum dechevan de medina arusa ocheles b'tshuman. Since on a derived level, based on the psukim of what the psukim again miknecha. Based on the psukim, the derai says that when a woman is engaged, she's a kinyan. We know her kesef of kedushin. She's a kli. She's owned by the husband. So there's a real kinyan. So once a kinyan kaspa, I think the pasuk says kikin and nefesh. Are you having it on the side here?
Musa Rashi.
I don't have it. Okay, so the moment he acquires her, and we know Kesef Kedushin is a form of kinyan, so midiraisa already you're allowed to start feeding her chuma. V'rabbanan hu degazer t'rabbanan, like Ricky was saying before, they made a gezerah not to feed her imishum simpon. Remember simpon? Remember the svar of simpon? Might find the mum. They find mekach talos. Oh, mishum shemet tishake. Or maybe she might give to drink her father or brothers back at home when they're not kohanim. Kol shachai b'bizinoseha lekel mecha shlacha v'shari. Whenever you're chayiv in mizonos, though, then we're not concerned with this, and it's permitted. Why? The mishum simpon, because of a concern, they might find the mum leka the mekami to have le mizonos, but the batiklei de krovos. Before he's going to start wasting his money on her, he's first going to do some research and send his relatives to go to the bathhouse to make sure she has no mumim. Kiechadol lishte zuze bichti. He's not going to throw away some money. Away, ubedika aschutz shema bedika, and an external checking is considered enough of a bedika. Umishum shema tishaka, that she might give to drink her family at home. Nami leka dekevin deihim mefarnish la duchte miyachir la. Since he is now feeding her and supporting her, he'll designate a special place for her to eat in the house. This is a chuma area, the chuma room. All the people are off limits, so he'll make sure that she has her special room, and there's no concern of that. So, but mederaisa said this is all permitted. So once the 12 months come, we could go resort back to the deraisas. Aval nidam dim deraisa ein arus mefer afil achash and ischai b'mizonoseha ein malacha lelo matzi mefer b'lo shut v'zav. When it comes to mefer nidam, on a deraisa level, we never allow an arus exclusive rights to be mefer nidam. So there's a big difference. So what's interesting is, what's the habamina here? Habamina that we wanted to compare the two, how could it be true after 12 months that then the aris is going to have full rights to be made for the dharm? There's no deraisa. Deraisa doesn't allow for that. So you have to say one of two things. I'm suggesting one of two things. Either like the Pnei Shua I said before, Pnei Shua and Ksupa says that after 12 months, then they have a din of nisuna, deraisa level. Even though they're not actually married, there's a certain din of deraisa level, nisuna. Or you have to say, like we were saying before, somehow her das has some effect. That she could say, that nidarm and hafaras nidarm all tali on her das. The psukim referring to a stam case, so a stam woman who's engaged, she's between her father and husband. That stam woman has to have a hafaras nidarm from both parties. But a situation where she's like really ready to get married, even though she's not actually married, her das could already change the din of deraisa. So something along those lines, you have to say.
Here it says a little bit the art from it says.
Right, but what's this far? But on a deraisa level, mureses cannot have hafaras nidarm from the aris alone. So what's this?
Right.
So we see it's all tali. The way you're saying it, who's he quoting there? It's all tali in the das now. But that's as far as the Gemara.
He's saying that in the second teretz. Second teretz or the first?
The first.
The Rabbi Pinchas was the second one. But you see, according to this Ran, that Truma with the Rabbani is something different. I'm not talking about Truma, that's inherently the Rabbani.
Right, inherently it's the Raisa, just Xera.
This is the Rabbani.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going now in the run. The ad can lo shmasle the rebbe also the next rebbe master the ad can lo shmasle the rose like have the nedarim. We only know that Rebbe Eliezer permits hafaras nedarim. Velo mishum dechashel lekinesu, not because they're considered married. Look, there are pinchas that are called nederes adas by lohu nederes. There's a das a din and das. Hokach svir lei the Rebbe Eliezer dechem the ihu mefarnez la vaday nader adaita. Since he's being mefarnish la, so we could assume that she certainly had him in mind when she was taking the nether. But truma afilu derban lachla, he has nothing to do with eating truma. Tikal meimer, one could suggest, and he named him mefarnish la, even though he's feeding her. Ikal meichash mishum simpon, we could still have the concern of there being a mekachtaos. The kasavi bedikas chutz lo shma bedika, maybe doing an external check in the bathhouse is not going to be sufficient. Sorry, I lost the place for a sec. Ulishema Tishak and Nami Ikal Mecha Shalav Ducha de Miachile. Maybe he's designated a special place for her to eat, and there's still a concern she might feed the family Truma. So there's plenty of reason to reject, to distinguish between Rabbi Eliezer and Nadarim and the Dinim of Truma. Now, the Gemara, the Ran continues to explain. V'had Amr Taima de Rabbi Eliezer, Kter Pinchas. That which we explain, the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is like Rabbi Pinchas, that Kol Naderis Adas Bailin, he Naderis. La lemeimer, not to say the rabbanon less to the Pinchas, not to say that the rabbanon reject the Pinchas, the rabbanon of our Mishnah here. Da maskinim benida b'perek yotei dofen b'ketana sheisia ima v'achal, a young girl who's married off by her mother and her brothers, so the father had died. The baila mefer nedar. There's no father in the picture. The husband has exclusive rights to be mefer nedar. The afagav the nedareha chayim nedaraisa, even though the nedar machal on a deraisa level. That a woman or a man who's close to the age of puberty or maturity, that they're able to have nedarim chal at the age of 11, we said, for a woman. And it's chal mederaisa. Unisua katana less than elam derbanan. Wait a second. So her as a katana, her nedarim are really deraisa. But her nisuin to this man without a father in the picture, she cannot get married off on a deraisa level unless she has a father. But in this case, she has no father. So she'd be married off by her mother and her brother. The nisuin is only a derabana nisuin.
We're talking about from 11 to 12 now.
11 to 12, right. So her nethers are deraisa. Her marriage is only derabana. So what gives the husband a right, who's only married derabana, he's not really a baal, to be made for a deraisa nether? Says the Ran, afil hachi asu nisuin derabanan umivali nedarim deraisa midar pinchas. So we see that a nisuin derabanan gives the rights to the baal to be made for a neder which is a deraisa. So we see from here that why was the svara like Rapinchas that kol hanoderes al bas al das baal hanoderes. It's all talin das. Amar rabanan ami modeba. So this is an explicit gemara in the nedarim that the rabanan are not going to reject. So even the nedarim hold of this. Even the Rabban holds the concept of kol nederes adas baal nederes. So the question becomes, so if that's the case, if a woman always takes a nether, having in mind that her husband's going to either agree or disagree, so why did the Rabban say after 12 months, ain't a baal mefer ad shetikanes l'rishuso? Shouldn't we say that the woman is noder adas baal, so he should have the right to be made for the nedarim even before nisun? So the Ran explains, what's the machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer? Ela de b'ha pligi, they're arguing about the following point. Rabbi Eliezer, kevan de ihu mefarnish la, eina noderes ela al daito, that since he feeds her, she only has in mind the husband when she takes another. Rabban savre, the Rabban argue and hold, mi lo modinish la, de ihu mefarnish la acher, lo nadu la daito. So wait a second, let's say some other random person were to be supporting her. So does that mean she's going to take an nether only on that guy who's supporting her? No, not true. There's a nice guy down the block who's supporting her. But it doesn't mean he's taking all the nedarim, the das that he agrees to me. So, kimifarish la'aris, when the aris is supporting her also, lo'al daita hi nederes achi tekarish l'chuba. So too, she's not necessarily going to only have him in mind when she's taking a nether. Miu, mi'cheven she'nichnas l'chuba, once they enter the chuba, afilu b'chuppa dirabanan kiktana shesia ima, even though the chuppa might only be a dirabanan chuppa, it's only a nisuin dirabanan, like in the case where the yisoma who's being married off by the mother or the sister, the brothers, ima v'achia, then the modi rabbanan will agree in that case, shal daito hi noderes. Once they get married, even though it's a marriage on a dirabanan level, then the rabbanan will agree that there will be adas kein noderes. For this reason, us in Nisuin Dirabanu Mavalin Deraisa Ukhti Sivanu. So very interesting. What comes out is really Talar and Das. It really is Talar and Das. The Pesukim Mimatos, according to this Rana, the Pasha of the Gemara, is the Pesukim Mimatos are just telling us typical cases what her Das will be. But if you could create a situation where her Das might change, like the case of Nisuin Dirabanu, then the halachas of Far will also change. The question can be is, can there ever be a situation? Can there be a situation now where her das can change without there being nisuin? Rabbi Eliezer says, after 12 months, it's almost like a nisuin. So that changes her das. Could you ever create a case before that time? Could she be so convinced that I'm going, or could she convince us that I'm only going to take another, if she writes it out or says, could we trust her, I'm only taking another, that this person's going to be made for an adarm, will that das be effective? I don't know, I'm just raising the question. Other, yeah? Let's see, keep going. Oh, I don't have the rest of the round here. You might have to take it over. How much further does the round go on the next page? Three. And I had this part, I have. Then he gets cut off there? Oh, not too much more. Okay. Fine. So let's see. Plenty of time. So the ground asks for the Ika, the Yalfe Mehacha. They're those who could derive from the following case. Demisha Nader al Das Chaveira. A person makes a nether on the Das, that's the consent of his friend, that he agrees to it. You don't need to go to a chacham. It's basically a built-in tanai that my friend's going to decide whether my nether should be chal. Just like we say here, just like we say the husband has the exclusive rights to be made for the nadar, because the wife had in mind that only he, the husband, after 12 months, according to Rabbi Elazar, or according to Chachamim, the Sun Dirabanan, she had in mind that only he agreed to it, so too by the case of a chaver. When you say explicitly that I'm taking a nether with the consent of my friend, Matzi Mefer, he can be Mefer. The Logar Mefarish de Chaveru Mistam Dabal. That an explicit friend, having my friend in mind, is no worse than a Stam Baal.
So if I would say, listen, I make a nether that I'm not going to use my phone.
Baruch Hashem.
Unless on the das that my chaver will be mikayim it or on what
either one, it sounds like
das, he'll accept it.
Yeah, he'll accept
he'll
it.
Be
yeah, if it's okay, you have to verbalize that, right?
Then it's talui on the chaver,
right.
That's accepted.
Yeah, that's what the Ron says, right? Yeah,
yeah.
As right now at least. The hainu taima hacha v'hasam mishum dekneder al tanai dami. It's like making a nether on the tanai. V'zu etzli shkaga hara. This is a big mistake. Even though the Gemara says she takes a nether with the consent, assuming he agrees to, my husband agrees to it, when the husband's going to be made for it, he has to use the proper language, the special code words to be made for the nadar. It's the pasuk that had given him the power to do this. For this reason, not every language is going to be used, is it going to be effective. Like we'll see later on in a few days from today. If I can make such a nether on the das of my friend, that he could also be mefer. It's like making a nether on a condition. So then we should be able to use any language possible, not necessarily the hafara language that the Torah prescribes. The fact that we don't find such a thing, it's not simply just it's not a tanai, it's a real gzeres hakasuv. That's the difference. Whether it's a real tanai and it could therefore be expanded to any tanai that you make, or it's a special gzeres hakasuv that has been given over to the rights to the Baal. Ella, therefore, he concludes, Vaday Rab Pinchas Hachikama. Rab Pinchas means Nihi de Hafara de Baal Gzeres Hakasuv, granted that the hafara is a special power given over to the husband, miu mishum hachi. For this reason, zach la Torah lebal b'afaras nedera mishum dal das baila he nederes. So the Torah gave the Baal that right that he normally gets sometimes earlier when she does this on his das. Hilkach kol she nederes aldaito chayla halk gzeres akaz adam rachmanam. The das is not what gives him the right. The right exists from the Torah. The das just channels that right to him. It can't give someone the right who was never granted the right in the first place. Aval noda das chaveiro de lo chadia chadis beirachmana midi, the Torah never is mechadish any din that a stam person has a right to be made for someone else's nether, vade lo matzi mefer. The fact that she or he wants to give a right to a friend, that doesn't work that way. You can only channel that right that already exists to a person, that the gezeres hakasuv already gave, and therefore the Ran draws a line at that point. Now I don't have the rest to read. The rest should we do, or what do you guys think from looking ahead? He probably talks in general about making a tanai. Let's just see. Let's see. So he says, Mihu, on the bottom here, last line, Heichad Asni Behedya, when he makes it Tanai Behedya, Vamar, and he says, Hareini Noder, I make another Imchaveri Rota, and if my friend agrees to it, Matzi Chaveir Lemishrele, then Taka, friend, can be Mefer, or could be Matir, he agrees at this point. You don't need a special language, the special code word. Ela kol hecha, the amar iefshi sagi. Whenever he says iefshi, whenever he says I can't do this unless my friend agrees, afagav de bafar lo mahani. Even the afar doesn't work, the isa l'kaman is that nearly. But you can still make a tanai.
Right, this is not a far. It's
exactly.
Tonight.
It's a different. It's different track. It's a right. Different, exactly.
Yeah.
So in the end of the day,
it's a whole different.
Exactly.
Thing.
It's not. Lamaisa is not so different. It's just the mechanism is different. But Lamaisa, you could make any tonight that you want.
Right. So he's explaining that in a way you could say that after the 12 months, he can be mefer not from mishum afara but mishum tonight.
Exactly. Right. Okay. And the last few lines, I don't know if we should do. Okay. So stop here. Good stuff. My chelak is done. I need to get the next one every 3 weeks.